And welcome to this international broadcast of our great, good, and terrible black God Yahweh and his son Yahweh Ben Yahweh. We're broadcasting live from International Headquarters, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street in Miami, Florida, zip code 33147. We, the so-called black people of America, are the chosen people of Almighty God Yahweh. We are the people of the Old Testament Bible. Prophecy in the Old and New Testament tells us to look for the coming of Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, who would come in his Father's name, Yahweh. St. John 5:43. The so-called black people of America are the most blessed people on earth. For unto us a child is born. Unto us the Son, Yahweh, is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6.
I just like to testify to you this morning that Yahweh is God, and besides Yahweh there is no God. I just like to testify to you today that the great, good, and terrible black God, Yahweh, the only true and living God, Yahweh, has sent his son, Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, to you and me, the so-called black man of America. I just like to testify to you that Yahweh has sent our Savior, who is here to redeem us today. I just like to testify to you that our Savior is not only coming, but he's here. I'd like to testify to you that our Savior is here to deliver us and to bring us into our own land. And he ain't just coming no more, but he's here right now, dwelling among you and I today. And in a few minutes, the very one that I'm talking about, the very one that has you and me dressed in white this morning, the very one who has shook up this city, is here, dwelling with you and me right now, who has caused a controversy in Miami. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh who has caused a controversy in 100 major cities across America. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh who got the United States government upset. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh who put all Uncle Toms out of business. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh who set all black leaders down. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh who has put the preachers out of business. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who is here to deliver you and me from the hands of the white man. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who is here to deliver us from the brutality of the white man who has treated us evil and afflicted us evil for the past 400 years. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who has come here as a champion for you and me.
And now to a service live and in progress with Yahweh Ben Yahweh.
Blessed be the King!
How do we love our brothers and sisters?
Love our body, love our heart, love our soul, love our life.
What is our motto?
Our motto is one God, one heart, one love, and one action.
What is our motto?
Our motto is one God, one mind, one love, and one action.
We're all for one.
And one for all.
We want for our brothers and sisters.
What we want for ourselves.
What about soup?
If I have a little soup, you may have half my little soup.
And anything else?
And anything else.
What is the duty of a Hebrew man?
To lead in righteousness.
What is the duty of a Hebrew woman?
To follow in righteousness.
And if either turns from the law,
from such turn away.
Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
Who is God of gods?
Yahweh.
Who is the King of kings?
Yahweh.
Who is the Lord of lords?
Yahweh.
Who is our president?
Yahweh.
Who is our governor?
Yahweh.
Who is our mayor?
Yahweh.
Who is our leader?
Yahweh.
And who do we follow?
Yahweh.
We let everything that has breath. What color are all his prophets? What color is Israel? How many tribes of Israel? What's the name of the fourth tribe?
Judah.
What did Yahweh choose Judah to do?
To be the ruler.
How long?
Forever.
How long is forever?
Eternity.
What did Yahweh choose Judah to do?
To be the ruler.
Who is Judah?
We are.
What did Yahweh choose you to do?
To be the ruler.
How long?
Forever.
What did Yahweh choose you to do?
To be the ruler.
How long?
Forever.
How long is forever?
Eternity.
Yahweh chose who?
He chose me.
Yahweh chose who?
He chose me.
Yahweh chose who?
He chose me.
If you don't know that,
you can't say that.
Psalms 100.
Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord Yahweh, all the earth. Serve the Lord Yahweh with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord Yahweh, he is God. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord Yahweh is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Praise Yahweh!
Moral behavior continues. Part 6.
Yeah, we better read 1 Timothy 5:6, for you who go for pleasure over me. You sisters that take pleasure over me. Read how you are dead. See, I'm not bashful. I'm bold. I ask you head up. You like pleasure more than me? You like pleasure more than me when I'm the author of pleasure? You like something I made more than me, the maker? Well, you're already dead. You have already died. You know, when you are fully awake and alive, you want to be as close to me as you can get. You don't want to be way back, far off. I mean, you like to be close as you can get. Praise God. You know, if you're assigned to the back of the room, I understand that. That's your job assignment. But when you place yourself way back, see, you're saying you're afraid to look in my face up close. You don't like me looking in your eyes up close. You're afraid I can see through you. So you want to put some distance between you and me. Like I'm looking through your soul, and you don't want me doing that. So you figure if you can get way back, I can't look too good through your soul. You like to hide way back and get behind TVs and don't even look at my face at all. I mean, how can you think about not even looking at my face? You'd rather look at me on TV. You're immoral. That's why your behavior is immoral. And when you were first hot and first came in, you wanted on the front row. You rushed to get on the front row. All of a sudden, you're taking rows back. You're guilty. That's what's wrong with you. You are guilty. Guilty of what? Guilty of everything you're guilty of. 2 Corinthians 3:14. 2 Corinthians 3:14. I want to say, well, okay, 1 Timothy 5:6. That's what you got? Okay, let's read it first. All right. 1 Timothy 5:6. Right. You pleasure seekers, read.
But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth.
Again.
But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth.
Some of you all get all bent out of shape over pleasures, while the laws of Yahweh are clear. And you have a great big thing. I'm supposed to be your focus. Y'all arguing over, you know, cookies. Arguing over cosine tree and stuff. Who's going to have this one and that one and stuff? I mean, so? I'm supposed to be your focus. What difference does it make? What he does? So? So what? I'm your focus, aren't I? Well, then, none of that other stuff matters. Whoever chooses a trap is his trap. It's his trap. He doesn't know what he's doing. If he knew what he was doing, he'd come to me and say, is this good? Because see, stuff that's good to you isn't necessarily good for you. There's a lot of stuff good to you, but is it good for you? See, if you're a pleasure seeker, you're already dead. So just keep your mind focused on me and you'll be in perfect peace. What? Isaiah 26:3. Boy, I have to go over this a lot of times, don't I? Get your mind back on me. Some sisters want to own some man and know the law. Then some brothers want to take more than his share. And I said, don't do it. All of you crazy. Unless you keep your focus on Yahweh. What about Yahweh? Divine mind of Yahweh. The divine. See, my mind is divine. If you keep your mind focused on my divine mind, you will have perfect peace. Read.
Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee.
See? You trust in my divine mind. And don't look at the flesh. Now, if you keep making mistakes and do it, you're immoral. Just immoral. Now, 2 Corinthians 3:14. Because it's about 1 minute, I got to go on to my words in the class. See, I got to go with moral behavior. Okay, read.
But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Yahweh ben Yahweh.
Only in me can your veil be removed. Now, no Christian can say some Christ took their veil away. They have never learned their nationality as a Christian. Been knowing Christ 50 years and the veil is still over their mind. They cannot read the book with an understanding to this day. Read the next verse.
But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart.
So even if they've been a Christian 50 years, is the veil still there or not? The books say until this day. So if the veil is still there to this day, then everybody you've been calling Jesus and Christ couldn't be alive or real, because you still got a veil till this day. But it's done away through me. Praise Yahweh. Now, the time clock say the hour has now come for us to move to the subject of moral behavior. You know you must take my yoke upon you and learn of me. In order for you to have to be required to learn of me, I must be divine. Excuse me, Jeremiah 31, 33. Jeremiah 31, 33. Read.
But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel.
Who is the house of Israel?
Read on.
Read on.
After those days, saith the Lord Yahweh, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Are you ready to be my people?
Yes, sir.
I'm already your God. I don't have to get ready. You have to be ready to be my people. If you're going to be my people, you're going to have to show forth what?
Moral behavior.
Second Timothy 2:15. Read.
Study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Study, by definition, is research all the facts about Yahweh ben Yahweh. Seek to understand the nature of Yahweh ben Yahweh, and learn how to apply all of these facts and information about Yahweh ben Yahweh to better in your life and the lives of our nation as a whole by showing forth moral behavior. Notice, you are not approved by Yahweh unless you study. And this scripture teaches you the purpose of studying is so that you can make a righteous judgment. You will be able to use your mental ability to perceive and discern righteous relationship and alternative. You have to be raised up from your bed level state of mind to be able to recognize righteous alternatives from the evil ones. And you cannot rightly divide the word of truth. What does that mean? You have to be able to see falsehood when it's printed with truth. Take hold to the truth, let the false go. And you can't do that without study. If you don't study, somebody can walk up beside you and talk weak and get your mind all off Yahweh. You're supposed to be working for Yahweh all day long. Here you are sitting around arguing about who's gonna get the tree. What a subject. That's not Yahweh. And if you're a brother, your mind is consumed about which one of these sisters am I fixing to be with tonight. What a subject. All day long your mind is on which one am I going to get? Who am I going to lay with? No wonder you will never have perfect peace. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Ecclesiastes 12:13.
Read.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Yahweh and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
Next verse, read.
For Yahweh shall bring every work.
Some work.
Into judgment.
That's a very important word that we started studying last night. Read.
With every secret thing.
Now you can hide the secret thing. See, all your secret stuff is being brought into judgment and shall be brought into judgment. You just can't hide. This is judgment day. That's why no matter what you do today, this is not like it used to be. Long years ago, you could do stuff and hide it and get away. I mean, just nobody in town would know you had a lover all your life. And you had a lover 20 years, and nobody knew it. All your children thought he was a cousin, Uncle Joe. And they never thought anything. This is innocent. Some of you probably had some strange uncles. Cousins. You never knew. But today, every secret thing shall be brought into judgment. Whether it be what? Even if you do good secretly, that'll be brought to judgment. If you do evil secretly, that will be brought to judgment. No matter what work you do, this is the day it will be brought in judgment. So don't you make yourself a fool to try to get around Yahweh when this is judgment day. Morrow is the word we're going to go over for you that are here for the first time. The Bible is the spiritual, the dictionary is the understanding. You'll never understand anything in the Bible without the dictionary. You won't understand either one without me. You need me to understand both of them. That's a fact. Without me, you're lost. Moral. Read.
Moral, of or concerned with the judgment of the goodness or badness of human action and character, pertaining to the...
Excuse me, see, it deals with your character. Your judgment and your character. Your ability to make a judgment, a right judgment. How you judge determines your character. The actions that you take from your judgment determines your character. The white man has given us a bad reputation among the nations of the earth. Drunkards, he writes in his paper, black folk are burglars, blacks steal, blacks lie, blacks cheat. Nobody but black people throw bricks in front of cars and come out on I-95. Rob people's cars. Blacks are purse snatchers. Blacks are rapers. Blacks kill each other. Blacks kill everybody else. Blacks are no good. Blacks have babies out of wedlock. He taught us that. All that I'm saying, he taught. All that I'm saying, he does. For 310 years, we couldn't get married. We had to take whoever he brought to us. Then after he has used us to build up a slave population to work for him, now he turns around, after 310 years of that, he calls us having babies illegitimate. That's the only way we ever had a baby. For 430 years, we are illegitimate. But now he uses what he taught us and required of us to accuse us before the world of being an immoral people for having a baby without getting married under his rule of marriage, which he denied us for over 300 years. He denied us for over 300 years to rear our own children. He took our children from us and sold them to others in slavery. He took our babies from us at birth and sold them. He did it for over 300 years. So now, when some black brother get a sister pregnant and take off, he calls him a runaway. A man that's fathering illegitimate children needs to be put in jail. Now he puts you in jail for what he taught you to do for 300 long years. The white man forced our women to take any man that was brought to her, even himself. You didn't have a choice. You didn't have an option. It didn't have anything to do with who you liked. You took who he put on you. Now he calls you a whore for doing it. Now at least you like who you take. You want to lay with this joker. Now this is the joker you want to lay with. Now he calls you a whore bringing forth illegitimate babies. He's immoral. He taught us immorality. And he has given us a bad reputation, which is an immoral reputation, before the world. Now, I am here tonight teaching you moral behavior. I am saying moral behavior is required. I require moral behavior from you. The definition of moral is you must be able to make a judgment, a right judgment. You must be able to discern, perceive, and see the difference between right and wrong. And after you see the difference, choose that which is right. Because choosing right is moral. Choosing wrong lets white people rule over us. Well, what do you mean? It lets white people rule over us. Okay? It's against the law to have children, get married, have children, and don't take care of them. So you say, well, I'm not going to take care of them. Oh, he rules over you. He looks for you through your Social Security number. And wherever you go, he puts it in the computer, and he looks for your number and finds you wherever you are. You wonder why the police showed up on your job and took you to jail. You don't even have to have a job. Just be sitting around in your house. And he takes you to jail. Isn't that ruling over you? You don't have any power to stop him from taking you to jail. If you resist, he brings a bigger force. He brings more and more men. The badder he perceives you to be, the more tanks and bazookas, and helicopters with firebombs. He always gets his man. Why? Because he rules over you when you are immoral. To break into someone's house, steal their belongings, is immoral. Immoral means it's bad. It's not right. It's not good. It's the wrong conduct. It's unethical. It's against the rules of society. That's what immoral means, some of those things. So when you break into someone's house, and of course the white man has taught you to do it, because I saw a TV movie all my life called It Takes a Thief. I think his last name is Wagner. Robert Wagner. Handsome old white boy, you know, by their standards. Had an old handsome white boy showing you that he could get out of prison to go steal for the government. He could get out of prison to go steal for the governor. I mean, the thing was, it takes a thief.
Please turn to side two for part two on moral behavior.
To be successful, you have to be a thief. He can have all kind of pretty women, lay up in hotels. After he steals what the government wants him to steal, he could go lay off in a hotel for a month or so in Acapulco somewhere, at that time on Miami Beach. What does that teach you? If you want to be successful, learn how to steal. Then when you steal, he got the trap set for you. It's against, he got a moral law, say it's against the law of Yahweh to steal. So we're giving you life in prison for doing what we taught you to do. Isn't that what I'm saying? Stealing is glamorous. They make heroes out of Jesse James, Robin Banks. They make heroes out of Bonnie and Clyde, Robin Banks. You watch those movies and you be in sympathy with Bonnie and Clyde. I mean, you want Jesse James to get away. You be rooting for Jesse. I mean, when they shot Jesse hanging a picture on the wall, you cried. It was so dirty to shoot him in the back. I mean, it just hurt you to your heart when they shot Jesse. Then they sung a song, "Oh, Jesse James, how he died." A hero, the bounty hunter, a man that is paid to track down other men and kill them. The title of the thing is called Wanted, Dead or Alive. Sucker, you can go back alive. I'll go on and kill you. I won't have no trouble with you because I get paid the same money. Can y'all begin to see this devil's teaching? Moral or immoral? So he has you going to jail behind what he teach you to do. He teach you to do wrong. All the images before you and your children are wrong. And he's got Yahweh's moral law on his books to punish you for doing what he taught you to do. Then he gets paid for you breaking the law. You pay him for putting you in jail. You pay him. You actually pay him for teaching you to break the law. And he gets rich. The sooner you go to jail, you and your family won't bond money. See, he said, "Well, we'll let you out, nigga. I know I taught you to do wrong, and I know you're wrong, and you know you're wrong, but though you're wrong, if you got some money, $20,000, bond, you can walk, nigga, till we get ready to hang you. In the meantime, you lose $20,000. Now, I have taught you, the fugitive, to run from the law. You remember the doctor killed his wife? Well, they say he didn't, but the fugitive, run for your life. One time it was named Run for Your Life. Then they changed it and named it The Fugitive. That teach you to jump bond. Now you are a wanted criminal, dead or alive. Even if you didn't do it, you tempted to run rather than go. I had a couple of elder trainees hear this piece.
Well, Rhonda supposed to go to court in October. When I get back,
you on the bond?
Yes, sir.
Should I go back? I said, well, who got you out?
Well, my family and my friends.
I said, well, if you don't go back, what happens to them? They lose their money. I said, then what they gonna be to you when they do?
They won't be my friends anymore. I know that wouldn't be moral.
I know that would be immoral. Who put such ideas in our head as somebody has let you out, gone and borrowed money to let you out, and you already considering running, not showing up? So then when you don't show up, they just issue a bench warrant against your driver's license, Social Security, and your other numbers of the beast in his system. And they can get you within 3 minutes of stopping you for any violation. And you don't even have to do anything wrong to get stopped. Just be black. It's called stop and search. Show some ID so they can call in. How many know I'm right? So moral means making what? Say it again, honey.
Of or concerned with the judgment of the goodness or badness.
No, notice, see, it's, your judgment is between goodness and what?
Badness.
Badness. What does badness do to us? Destroys us. Allows who to rule over us? The white man. So how can we prevent the white man, or how can we stop him from ruling over us? Become what?
Moral.
Become moral. How many admit then that I'm teaching you the most precious subject in the world? Now, what kind of person is it that will leave a moral teaching? So what is he like?
Immoral.
This should excite you. But you have to have the right judgment. See, moral behavior is dealing with, it's concerned with, the judgment of goodness or badness. That's from the dictionary. So what I am here insisting on is what? The goodness. I'm not just saying be good, I am teaching how to be good. Because the white man has taught us how to be bad. So all of our life, we have learned how to be bad. So when someone asks you to make a judgment, what kind of judgment do you always make? A bad judgment. I say, you don't know how to choose a man. You are silly.
I like him. He looked good to me. I like the way he kissed. I like the way he walked.
Who taught you to judge like that? That's a superficial judgment. You like the way the man walked. What happens if I hit him on the kneecap? It would definitely change his walk if I hit him on the kneecap. He definitely won't walk like you used to like him. The harder I hit him on his kneecap, the more his walk changed.
It's dangerous to choose a man on the basis of how he walks. He might have a car accident and don't hit nothing but his knee. Then his knees draw up a little bit, you know? I stiffen up, I stiffen straight out. Then you got a man going. Boy, you are in trouble now. You mad this man because of the way he walks. How many admit that's dumb? That is silly. And you hook for life because you say it is sickness or in health. Now his health is bad. And he can't brush his teeth and his breath stinks. Oh, that's a terrible way to choose. When I tell you that you don't know how to choose, I am telling you, you don't know how to make a good judgment because all your life you've been taught badness. Therefore, all your decisions got to be bad. How do you look as a Hebrew Israelite woman with divine mind in your presence? And you learn it of divine mind and choose a man on the same basis as your dead sister in the street chooses. Praise God. Here you are, brother, running around hollering, I want to be God. Come here, queen. I'm the king. You have to understand there's good kings in my book and bad kings. And even the wisest kings of all made bad judgments when it came to women. You're not even smart as they are. How are you going to know how to choose a woman? You're choosing a woman on the same basis as my dead brother in the street chooses a woman. And you walking around hollering, you want to be godly. You don't know. How many admit you don't know how? I've been telling you all the time. Now how many of you understand when I said you don't know how? I'm not being mean. You're just ignorant. I'm telling the truth. And the truth hurts the guilty. And you're all guilty. So in order for us to learn how to make a good judgment, we have to learn goodness. The white man has taught us badness, which destroys us. You wonder why when you marry somebody, your life is full of hell. The white man has taught both of you badness. What do you expect? Both of you are, you got double bad going on in the house. You bad, he bad. She bad, you bad. How much bad is that? Double bad. Some of you do so bad together, you holler, I can do bad by myself. Leave me, nigga. Leave me alone. I can do bad all by myself. I don't need no nigga to help me do bad.
Listening to our international broadcast. And now some announcements by Yahweh Ben Yahweh.
I would like to once again thank you for listening. It is time for us to wake up nationwide. It is time for our people to come to Yahweh, return to Yahweh, and join the kingdom of Yahweh. For the end of this white man's world is at our very door. Come to Yahweh while you still have a chance. Run to Yahweh. Fly to Yahweh, for the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. 2 Timothy 2:15 teaches us to study Yahweh ben Yahweh, which means to research all the facts about Yahweh ben Yahweh, seek to understand the nature of Yahweh ben Yahweh, and then learn how to apply all this information to better our lives individually and our nation Israel as a whole. Also, study in 2 Timothy 2:15 means that we should show ourselves approved unto Yahweh, the mighty God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So I invite you to study and do your research. Some of the books and aids that you need in studying Yahweh is the dictionary, encyclopedia, and also go to your libraries and research the word and the name Yahweh. I highly recommend the following books for you to read and study and do research in, and they are the original Black Bible, the King James Version, the way it looked before the white man changed it. Also, You Are Not a Nigger, Yahweh God of God. Also, Let My People Go. Also, the Hebrew Israelite Divine Dietary Law Book. Also, 100 Years of Lynching. And our many pieces of free literature and free catalogs. Now, I would like to make a very exciting announcement, an earth-shaking announcement. I have a brand new book that is going to shake the entire planet Earth up. All nations on the earth are going to be mourning over this book titled Yahweh Judges America. Yes, my brand new book, Yahweh Judges America, every family and all nations must have this book. Also, I would like for you to read The Mighty Black Man, which is highly symbolic with great information for us and our children. Wait, another announcement. I am releasing my second new book, which is for the entire family, titled Yahweh Ben Yahweh Mathematics, Designed to Rule Forever. In this country, we as a people have never been taught how to count. In my book, Yahweh Ben Yahweh Mathematics, Designed to Rule Forever, I show you as the nation of Israel how we will continue to be prosperous and the ways we will continue to have good success. And remember, it's designed to rule forever. Also, I would like to encourage you to listen daily to the cassette tape lesson. You may take me in the quiet study room, or while you are lying down in your bed with the lights out, you can listen to your cassette lesson and let Yahweh ben Yahweh bless your mind and bless your home. Also, you should be playing the music of Yahweh in your home and invite your friends to play the music of Yahweh in their homes, such as we have the world's best-selling underground albums on cassette tape, titled, for example, Let My People Go by Elder Gideon, and also on another album, Spread the News by Elder Yosef. These two great best-selling tapes you will enjoy highly, and they are musical tapes by Yahweh. Now available is Yahweh's demo tape, which are samples of each album cassette tape you should want to own in your home or play them in your cars. Every Hebrew Israelite should own and play Yahweh music. There are 7 tapes you must have. 1, Songs of Zion. 2, Let My People Go. 3, Yahweh Our Messiah, all by Elder Gideon. 4, Spread the News by Elder Yosef. 5, Yahweh God of God by Josiah Ben. Plus 6, Summer Tour Part 1. And 7, Summer Tour Part 2. Also, I would like to invite all of you listening to this broadcast to help wake our people up. Spread the news about Yahweh and his son Yahweh Ben Yahweh. Testify about Yahweh Ben Yahweh. Go out and make 1,000 friends among our people. My dearly beloved brothers and sisters, I would like to invite you to write me. Write for more information about Yahweh and the greatest movement in the world today, the Kingdom of Yahweh. Whenever the elder is not answering you locally as you might desire, then feel free to write me here at headquarters in Miami for more information. You may feel free to write me personally anytime you choose here in Miami, Florida, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street, zip code 33147. We want you to know that we are now a worldwide movement in 15 countries. People all over the world, in the Caribbean islands, in the northern tip of South America, in Africa, Hawaii, Philippines, Korea. They are receiving our literature and reading about Yahweh and his son, Yahweh ben Yahweh. And they are also accepting Yahweh as God. In America, we are in over 655 cities. And we have over 5 million people who are reading our free literature and our free newsletter every month all over America. Can you imagine 5 million so-called black people in America reading about Yahweh and his son Yahweh ben Yahweh every month? This makes Yahweh and his son Yahweh ben Yahweh the most powerful voice among our people here in the hells of North America. It is very important that you who accept Yahweh as your God and believe on the name Yahweh ben Yahweh, the son of Yahweh, that you get your name entered into the Lamb's Book of Life. So you need to write me for a Lamb's letter. If you would like to have your original Hebrew name, and you are tired of going in the white man's name, you are tired of having a slave name after being free over 100 years, you are ashamed to have a slave name that your foreparents were forced to take during slavery, then write me for your Lamb's letter, and I will send it to you quickly by return mail. The scripture is Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. So return to Yahweh today. Join the greatest and fastest moving organization on the planet Earth, helping our people here in the land of North America. We, the so-called black people of America, are the ones standing in the greatest need and help. We need help more than anyone on Earth. Lastly, I would like to invite you to send your tithes, your donations, and your offerings to headquarters. Send them directly here to headquarters in Miami, Florida, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street, zip code 33147. Send all your tithes, offerings, and donations to headquarters so that I will know what you are doing directly myself. Read Malachi chapters 3, verses 6 through 10, and govern your life accordingly. Once again, it is a pleasure talking to you, and I have truly enjoyed this session that we have had today. Call your friends and tell them about this wonderful, wonderful program, and come and be with us. We meet every night at our local YU in your city. YU means Yahweh University, where we offer the highest degrees known to man on the planet Earth. Come and join this 1 hour of letting me bring you a message directly from my Father Yahweh to you. And then you may study and learn of Yahweh ben Yahweh according to Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. You must take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and that will make you gods, according to Psalms 82, verse 6. And after class, fellowship. Get to know one another and love one another and have wonderful times together. Also, the most important thing you can do after this is remember the appointed feast in Miami where Yahweh chooses to place his name according to Deuteronomy chapter 16. You should not miss one feast. Make arrangements now. Start saving now. Make your plans now. Some of the other feasts and holidays that you should be aware of and keep are the Feast of Weeks on May 20th, 1986. Once again, that's the Feast of Weeks, May 20th, 1986. Then celebrate with me at home the Memorial Blowing of Trumpets on September 8th, 1986 at sundown. In the future, I will make tapes available to you on these holidays so that you may enjoy them in your home. 10 days later, you must keep the Day of Atonement on September 17th at sundown. This day may be kept in the quietness of your home. You should fast and pray for 24 hours without food or water, asking Yahweh to forgive you of your many sins. Then on September 21st, beginning at sundown, I'll see you personally once again for the Feast of Tabernacles. That's September 21st through the 29th. Don't miss this exciting feast that Yahweh, our God, demands that we keep here at International Headquarters in Miami, Florida. It is His law that you meet me at the Feast of Tabernacles and not come empty-handed. Yahweh ben Yahweh's disciples and followers are saving a $360 gift for the feast. If you are unable to come, send it at that time. I will not be making a 1986 summer tour, so you must come to the feast. I want to see you personally and bless you and your family personally. I want to bless your home and bless you September 21st through the 29th. Always remember that Yahweh is God, and besides Yahweh, there is no God. Now there's one more very important announcement I want to make because I love you. We have produced for you Yahweh Kosher products. Yahweh Kosher products means that there are no additives, no preservatives, no poisons, nothing that will hurt you or harm you in any way. These products have been tested and tried and have been on the market for over 2 years. All over America, in every major city, people are familiar with Yahweh products, and they are Yahweh hair food, Yahweh shampoo, Yahweh conditioner, Yahweh's hand and body lotion, Yahweh's facial natural products, Yahweh soap carbolic, which helps to get rid of rashes and other skin problems and blemishes. Also, you may send for our free catalog describing these products and many, many others. So we are the ones who love you and care about you and are giving you products that are the best for you. So you may order these products. These are products that you can order only from headquarters. This is a mail order products only directly from headquarters. So if you would like to have the best products in the world for you and your family that will help you instead of hurting you, then you send for a Yahweh catalog and we will rush it to you by return mail. It seems that Yahweh is never finished with giving us excitement and new products and causing us to make new announcements. Once again, a new first. All over America, our women have requested famous natural oils, perfume scents. A world famous example is Giorgio. We have what you want. Remember, we have what you want. This is our wonderful introductory offer, Giorgio, world famous. You will never beat our prices. Always remember that our motto is one God, one mind, one love, and one action. And above all, never forget that Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom, shalom.